September 3rd, 2020. I'll never forget that date. It was the day my life shifted from my normal, mundane existence of going to work, watching TV, and going to sleep anxious and lonely, to a life that is filled with synchronicity, magic, and wonder. Instead of tossing and turning every night, struggling to sleep, worried about unpaid bills and an empty refrigerator like I did for years, now my mind is constantly blown by all the miracles happening in my life. All day long. Every single day. But it wasn't something that just magically happened. It actually happened by mistake. Or at least I thought it was a mistake at the time. But now I know better. I now know without any doubt that I was divinely led to this accidental discovery, just as you have been led here to hear this message at this exact moment. It was the moment that everything began to shift in my life. And if you're willing to give me just a bit of your time, this can be that moment for you too. My friend Jennifer had just sent me this weird image comparing the tree of life I'd always seen with one that looked different. She and I had recently taken a meditation class together and had been learning about the tree of life from our teacher. In case you aren't familiar with the tree of life, let me share a bit about what Jennifer and I learned from our teacher. The tree of life appears in many of the world's religions, philosophical traditions, and mythological stories all over the planet, including ancient Mesopotamia, Iran, China, Europe, Mesoamerica, and North America. It visually shows the connection between every form of creation in existence and is connected to belief in the ability to obtain immortality. This goes far deeper, and I could discuss the tree of life for days, but that isn't the point. So let me share the pic with you that Jennifer sent me, and then I'll share why my mind was so blown by this picture. The most well-known tree of life is the one from the Kabbalah, which is the one our teacher shared with us. It has 10 interconnected nodes, symbolizing 10 different powers that exist in the divine realm. But this other tree of life in the picture has 12 nodes. I called Jennifer immediately and asked her what in the heck this weird tree of life with 12 nodes was. Jennifer said, "I was in a Facebook group I joined to learn more about the tree of life, and someone shared this strange image I just sent you. I didn't know where it came from or what it means, but I thought you might know." I told her I had no idea, but I did think this was really weird, so I started researching to find out more. And what I discovered absolutely blew my mind. Heads up, this rabbit hole goes really deep, so stick with me here for a bit. I promise it will be worth it. And it gets a bit complicated, but just know you don't have to remember all the details of what I'm about to share with you. There will be no pop quiz at the end of this video. I just want you to understand how I came to access the empowering ancient secret wisdom that transformed my life and can also transform yours. I want you to see how I connected the dots between everything in my research as I went down rabbit holes online. So just follow the flow of what I discovered and don't get too hung up on remembering the details. Now, let's get back to what I found. Apparently, the Kabbalah, a well-known esoteric school of Jewish mysticism, was created based on another school of esoteric knowledge called Merkabah mysticism. In case you aren't familiar with some of these terms, an esoteric school of mysticism, sometimes called a mystery school, was a school where secret information was shared only with initiates. Initiates were students who had been accepted to join the mystery school and began a step-by-step process to learn this sacred, hidden knowledge that was kept away from the masses. And here's where my research began getting weird. I started finding information on something really unusual that you have probably never even heard of. I found a group of people who had done deep research on both Merkabah mysticism and the Kabbalah. And they discovered that during the creation of the Kabbalah, the tree of life was distorted to only have 10 spheres instead of the original 12 that were present in Merkabah mysticism. As I mentioned earlier, the tree of life is an ancient archetype that appears in many ancient religions, symbolizing the connection between every form of creation in existence. And their research states that the removal of these two spheres creates a closed energy system that is no longer connected to source. With 12 spheres, there is a full connection to flowing life-generating source energy in harmony with natural law. But with only 10, the tree of life becomes a closed system, completely cut off from source. What this means is that with 12 spheres, energy flows freely between your energy field and the divine. But with only 10, your energy is blocked from connecting to source. How bizarre! Why would they leave this out? I wondered. So, I did more research. Went down more rabbit holes. and found a lot more instances of information about powerful spiritual knowledge being distorted, watered down, or hidden from humanity. Like all the books that were left out of the Bible. I had never even heard of these books, and I bet you probably haven't either. There are 26 in total. Here are a few. The Protevangelion, the Gospel of the Infancy of Jesus Christ, the Infancy Gospel of Thomas, Wisdom of Solomon, Bel and the Dragon, Book of Enoch, the Gospel of Mary. And there are 20 books mentioned in the current Bible that just aren't in the Bible anywhere. A few of them are the Book of Wars, the Chronicles of David, the Book of Remembrance, the Book of Judgment, the Decree of David, the King of Israel, the Book of Life, the Seven-Sealed Book. They simply don't exist in the Bible at all. What happened to them? Why were they left out? My mind was spinning. So many things I have been told about the Bible simply weren't true. And then I read about the Nag Hammadi Library. In 1945, a farmer in Egypt named Muhammad al-Saman discovered a jar in a cave that contained 13 papyrus documents, including over 50 texts that were bound in leather. Apparently, some monks hid these documents because Saint Athanasius had condemned any books that were not approved by his festal letter of 367 AD. And none of these books are in the Bible either. I'm not going to tell you the names of each one of the 50 texts because that would take forever, but the most famous one is the Gospel of Thomas, which dates back to the 2nd century AD. Now, what is unusual about these ancient texts is that they were based on the esoteric arm of Christianity called Gnosticism. Gnostics were actually referred to as Gnostikoi, meaning leading to knowledge in Greek. Plato was the first person to use this term. Gnostics believe in the ability of individuals to personally transcend the everyday world by using their intuition and internal processes instead of receiving guidance from external sources. Instead of following along with the church, Gnostics believed that we each have the ability to access the divine ourselves. Of course, this was considered heresy by the church, and Gnostic texts were all banned. The church banned a lot of ancient knowledge that was truly empowering to people, because if people don't need priests, they don't need the church. As you and I both know, because the divine is in us, we do not need the church. But they don't want us to know that. This is just the tip of the iceberg of all the hidden knowledge I found. Some of it will absolutely blow your mind and has the power to enable your life to finally flow like it was designed to. But before I go deeper, during the rest of this video, I want you to know that the secret knowledge I'm about to reveal to you has the ability to totally transform your life like it has mine. To have ease instead of worry. To have miracles instead of misery. To have love instead of heartache. So keep listening to everything I'm going to reveal in this short page. Your future self will thank you for it. Because you'll soon discover the same hidden secrets I did, and as bizarre as it might sound to you, they are based on this ancient empowering knowledge related to Gnosticism and other secret practices that have been kept from humanity. There is some bad news, though. The elite people in power want to keep this sacred knowledge just for themselves, and this is why it has been hidden for thousands of years. But since you are reading this right now, that means you're still in luck. They haven't taken down my site yet, and you still have access to these ancient secrets that can transform your life completely. So let me get to the point. The people who have already used this ancient knowledge I'm about to share with you have had incredible results. And if you stick with me a bit longer, you will too. People like Sandra P. said, "I did what you said every day for 20 minutes. I just want to say it has changed my life in ways I can't explain. I'm a nail tech, and for a long time I was struggling to get work. My husband helps out massively, but I wanted to contribute. All of a sudden, I started getting referrals from friends and went from 4 clients a week to over 32 on average. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I don't know. If it's not, I'm so glad I found you. God bless, and please keep shining the light for others." And Brian A., who wrote to tell me, "I was running low on funds. My car payment is coming up in 2 weeks, and I didn't even have half of it. I figured I had nothing to lose, so I tried what you said. 3 days in, I got a call from a bud of mine saying he had work for me and could pay up front. The invoice was $379, and my car payment was $350. You couldn't make this up." And Michaela B., who said, "I realize that ultimately money is just paper. What I really want is more freedom. I'm happy with the money in my life, but I am often pressed for time. Now I feel in control of my days, and that time is what I make of it. I've been able to spend more time with my kids, which is the most important thing for me. I thought I'd see a dip in my money, but it stayed the same even though I'm working less. I'm sorry for people who don't understand it and hope they get to experience it in the future. They are already experiencing it without knowing, attracting both good and not so good." That's only a handful of the tons of people who have learned how to transform their lives using the ancient forbidden secrets I'm about to reveal to you. In just a few moments, I'll share everything I discovered about this ancient knowledge with you as well. But I need to go a bit deeper with you on the really powerful info I uncovered next. While researching how the Kabbalah was created, I ran across a book with a similar sounding name, The Kabbalion. It was published in 1908 by three authors who referred to themselves as three initiates. They based their book on the teachings contained in the Hermetica that apparently are derived from ancient Egyptian esoteric practices. The Hermetica covers topics such as medicine, astrology, cosmology, theology, alchemy, and magic. And the information in this book is so powerful that it was suppressed by the church. And this book was the basis for Hermeticism, a group of philosophical and religious beliefs that connected the threads of esoteric and occult knowledge from Judaism, Christianity, ancient Egyptian religious practices, and Greek philosophy. The Kabbalion, which makes the information in the Hermetica more accessible to people, is a very mysterious book. Some people have speculated on who the three authors are, but no one knows for sure. This strange and powerful book includes seven principles of how the natural world behaves, and these principles are the basis for Hermeticism. They are 1. The principle of mentalism. 2. The principle of correspondence. 3. The principle of vibration. 4. The principle of polarity. 5. The principle of rhythm. 6. The principle of cause and effect. 7. The principle of gender. My mind was running in 1,000 different directions at this point. I felt like a crazy person working on connecting all the dots between Gnosticism, Hermeticism, the stuff left out of the Bible, and the distortions to the Kabbalah. One thing I knew for sure after all the hundreds of hours of research I did and all the rabbit holes I went down, the connecting thread behind all of this was that the people running the planet for thousands of years wanted to keep their real spiritual knowledge for themselves and out of the hands of their underlings. I kept seeing evidence of this in every single bit of powerful real knowledge that had been hidden from us. And that led me to do more research on who the heck these elite controllers actually are. It didn't take me long to discover that George Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott Bush, funded both sides of World War II, or that the royal family in the UK thinks they are the descendants of Jesus, that only 6 corporations control the media, and the same people that work for the FDA used to work for the pharmaceutical companies that they're supposed to be overseeing, that a similar revolving door exists in most industries and the agencies that oversee them. Talk about the fox watching the hen house. But what I read next made me want to throw up. They think of you and me and the rest of humanity as useless eaters. That is really what they call us. Not sure if you've ever heard of the bizarre story about the Georgia Guidestones. Just in case you haven't, let me fill you in for a moment. Located in Elberton, Georgia, they were first unveiled to the public on March 22, 1980, and were commissioned to a local marble company by a mysterious man who called himself R.C. Christian in June 1979. No one has any idea who he really was. He paid in cash, so there was no way to trace the money back to a real person. They contain a 10-part message in 12 languages with instructions for humanity to rebuild itself after an apocalypse. And according to the Georgia Guidestones, they want to reduce the population of us useless eaters from 7.753 billion down to only 500 million. That's only 15% of humanity surviving. These people are evil. They don't care about you, or me, or anyone you know and love. They think of us as we think of cattle. I know that might be painful to hear, but it's the truth. They are selfish and they want everything for themselves. So they watered down the truth. They left out important, empowering knowledge in every single religious text on the planet. It's like when a parent gives a hungry baby a pacifier. It will placate the baby temporarily and get it to be quiet, but it's not food. It's not what the baby actually needs to grow and thrive. And they don't want us to grow and thrive. If we are strong and empowered and have the same knowledge as them, they cannot control us. And that is truly the only thing they fear. Us waking up to who they are and what they're doing and having the same knowledge as them. Because they know if we have that hidden knowledge and we know how to use it, they are in danger because there are a whole lot more of us than them, my friend. I was in shock, and I got really depressed for about a week. Then I got mad. I was determined to stop these insane overseers in the only way I could think of that would actually work. Finding a way to take all of this ancient secret knowledge they had kept from humanity and combine it in a way that I can help empower as many people as possible so we can wake up and stop them. We don't have to fight them with guns. We just need to wake up and claim the divine birthright that they have kept from us for thousands of years. They cannot control us anymore. Ever again. I was on fire with passion to create a program that can give people the exact tools they need to reclaim their power, so humanity can finally be free from control by these evil tyrants. So we can all live the beautiful, fulfilling lives we were born to live. So every single one of us can live freely in our own power, not under the fist of psychopaths. And so all humans have the ability to live in abundance, not just the elite jerks currently running the planet. I knew that if enough of us wake up and take back our power, that they will never be able to control humanity again. Thankfully, I was able to combine all of the ancient hidden esoteric secrets I had discovered into a program that empowers anyone who uses it to take back their power. It took months for me to sort through all of the extensive research I had done and combine everything into a program that actually builds belief one level at a time, like the ancient mystery schools did. And also has the ability to enable all of humanity to reclaim their power from the elites. Of course, I tested every single experiment myself to make sure that they all worked and were easy to implement. Some didn't work or were too complicated. Those didn't make it into my program. As I went through each level of the program, I built up more belief in my manifestation abilities. Before I began using my program, I used to worry about paying my mortgage on time every month and having to make payment arrangements for my car loan and cell phone bill. I was so embarrassed when I had to split a purchase for one meal's groceries into two credit cards for $1.90 and $1.28 and pay the remainder with 22 cents in change. I cringed when I asked the cashier to split the transaction. Luckily, I'll never have to be embarrassed about money ever again. But with the changes in my life that began occurring more and more as I went through each experiment, my cash flow suddenly became stable, and it kept growing month after month. And now, I'll never worry about money and all my bills are on autopay, which is something I didn't think I'd ever be able to say. After using the program for a couple of months, I had a strange dream. In it, my friend John was sitting next to me at a table. And we were celebrating how much our program was helping people reclaim their power and take ownership of their lives. When I woke up, I knew exactly what the dream was trying to tell me. My friend John has a specific set of skills that my program needed to help people get results and reclaim their power even more quickly. I've known my friend John since I was in college, but we had lost contact over the years because he was always so busy with work. John's a musical genius who has spent decades researching how different frequencies of music affect the brain. The kind of audio he creates actually accelerates the effectiveness of any type of empowerment program because his specific type of audio supports neuroplasticity. It's the process of changing neural pathways in the brain to help anxiety, depression, trauma, and what I was most excited about, completely releasing internal beliefs that hold you back. He told me his technique works in two ways. One, by using what John calls ABP, audio brain plasticity, to specifically work with the frontal lobes that play a massive role in belief formation, helping to strengthen healthier patterns in only minutes. And two, by embedding new positive beliefs into your subconscious that clear blocks, shift narratives, and align yourself with what you truly want out of life. If I'm honest, all of this neuroscience stuff goes way over my head, but John said he was happy to help me create exactly what I needed. So we worked with each other every day and often long into the night. Me explaining all seven of the alchemical experiments and John creating the audio brain plasticity to accompany them. After 3 intense months, we had finally cracked it. Because not only had I become financially free, feeling myself shifting into a new dimension, My friends and family couldn't believe how much I've changed my life around and how easy I'd made it all look. And that's when it clicked. There's a reason why the universe decided to have my friend Jennifer send me the weird pic about the Tree of Life. Just like there's a reason you're reading this at this exact moment on your path. It wasn't just so that I could dramatically shift my reality. It was also so that I could help others like you who desperately want to take their own power back from the evil overlords who have been controlling our lovely planet for thousands of years. So we can all break free from self-sabotaging patterns to finally manifest what we really want and deserve to have in life. And because you're still watching this video right now, I know that you can definitely relate. And maybe it's already become apparent to you that there are synchronicities in place that are too obvious to ignore. But the thing is, the evil powers that be want to keep these transformative, powerful secrets to themselves. And they're trying to shut down this website and stop me from helping people like you to reclaim your power. Just like they banned Hermeticism, Gnosticism, alchemy, and all other real esoteric knowledge that actually works. So, time really is of the essence. And now, I'm going to explain how you can learn all 7 alchemical teachings. To begin manifesting in ways you never could and never will with watered-down versions of the truth, like The Secret. In my program called The 7 Magic Energy Experiments. And I'll tell you more about that and how it works in a few moments. But first, let me take a moment to introduce myself. My name is Jackie Jones, and I live in Canada. I first became interested in spirituality when I was a teenager and read the Celestine Prophecy. That opened up my mind and heart in a new way and led me to further exploration through yoga, Buddhism, meditation, Reiki, and the Law of Attraction. Those things are what appeared in my life at that time, because that is what I was ready for and what I needed on my spiritual journey at the time. I now know that many things about the Law of Attraction are watered-down knowledge. But at that time in my life, The Secret and the teachings of Abraham Hicks helped me navigate my decisions more clearly when I was in a relationship with an addict. However, as I've grown on my spiritual path, I've realized that a lot of that LOA material leads people to focus only on materialism and not other aspects of life necessary to having a blessed and joy-filled life. I've discovered that to make true progress on one's journey, it is essential to not bypass negative emotional states and do the shadow work required to heal past wounds and childhood trauma. I've learned that it is required for real growth for us to take responsibility for where we each are on our own individual journeys. And we must put in the time and effort to clear out blockages that are stopping us from moving forward in our personal growth and in the creation of the beautiful life we are destined to live. I've found that many New Age teachings just want you to skip shadow work and just use some form of magic beans to do the work for you. That would be amazing if it worked, but it doesn't. Real, lasting change requires deep healing. That is why I created this program the way I did. It does not change your life overnight, but it can in 21 days. Why 21 days? Well, this program builds belief one step at a time, and those steps take 21 days to complete. Let me explain what I mean by building belief. For people who practice voodoo, their belief is so strong in the power of witch doctors that if one tells a member of their tribe to drop dead, they will actually die. Here's another example. I have a close friend who has practiced transcendental meditation for decades. She had heard of people levitating, but no matter how much or how often she tried, she was never able to levitate. Then she went to a huge TM event in a large stadium. And she saw a group of people all levitating in a section of the stadium. Her jaw dropped open. She'd never seen anyone levitate before in real life, only in photos. So she went over near them, and after watching them for a while and seeing this with her own eyes, her belief increased to the point where she could levitate. It can be incredibly challenging to overcome limiting beliefs and to build belief in our ability to do things that we now consider miraculous. Unfortunately, most programs focused on manifestation don't take this into account. They do absolutely nothing to help you build belief. In ancient times, mystery schools were secret underground groups that practiced and taught occult knowledge to new initiates, one level at a time, so they could build belief in their newfound abilities. This is the logical way to teach esoteric knowledge, which is powerful secret information that is only shared with initiates to keep it from falling into the wrong hands. Ancient mystery schools knew that this is the only way that truly builds belief. It doesn't make sense to try and manifest a house when you haven't yet mastered manifesting an awesome parking spot. Babies crawl before they walk, and walk before they run. That is how learning and growing works. It's absolutely crazy that many LOA and manifestation tools try to get you to manifest your dream home or your soulmate on day one. I'll just say it. That's insane. Belief doesn't work that way. So the program I created builds belief one level at a time, one experiment at a time. Experiment? Do I need laboratory equipment? You might be wondering. No, all of these experiments are simple and easy to do with items you already have around your home or just using the power of your mind. They are simple experiments that will each build your belief when done in the correct order. And each was created based on the combination of all of the esoteric, hermetic, and alchemical knowledge I discovered when doing my research. And they work! I bet you're thinking, alchemical? What is that? In ancient cultures, people who understood how to use esoteric and hermetic principles learned in mystery schools to manipulate and transform energy were referred to as alchemists. They understood how to work with the seven laws of the universe and use its magical matter to manifest unlimited abundance. Alchemy is a spiritual practice that dated back as far as the 1st and 2nd century AD. Alchemists knew that everything is vibration. Tiny particles of moving energy that could be transformed into other vibration formations, creating magic. But the church didn't want to hear any of this. Anyone who spoke of magic was seen as a witch, and therefore a threat to Christianity. So, to avoid being jailed and tortured, alchemists were forced underground, banished to keep their magical revelations a secret. And alchemists made a note of every magical experiment they attempted, but in metaphors. And sometimes hidden codes. That way, if their secrets were ever to be found, only true alchemists would understand what they were really talking about. It's why, to the untrained eye, people still think alchemists were just obsessed with turning lead into gold, when in reality, what they were really experimenting with went much further than materialistic pursuits. The secrets they discovered taught people how to break down the limiting parts of themselves to transform their energy into becoming whoever and whatever they desire. Essentially, they had created real magic. And one of the greatest alchemists of all time was a man you've probably never heard of before. His name was John Dee. He was taken out of the history books to erase his secret. John Dee was an alchemist who was way ahead of his time. And Queen Elizabeth I saw his greatness and made him her close advisor. Why? Well, because legend has it that in 1588, John Dee cast a powerful alchemical spell, which helped England defeat the Spanish Armada. I bet you didn't know that the famous scientist Sir Isaac Newton was also a devout scholar and practitioner of alchemy, and that his study of magic greatly influenced his scientific work. You know, what we now understand as the laws of motion, the theory of gravity, and the invention of calculus? Well, these great discoveries of Newton didn't come to fruition despite his spiritual beliefs, but because of them. And when Sir Isaac Newton died in 1727, an enormous stack of his papers was suppressed and concealed. The New Age scientists did everything in their power to conceal his alchemical wisdom from the masses. Why would they do this? The scientists rewrote history. They wanted to pretend that magic had never been proven in the first place, so that their scientific methods could take all of the credit for what we now know today. This is because scientists only understand different vibrational frequencies, whereas alchemists harness those vibrational frequencies to transform their reality. And you need to listen closely to this part. None of this can be possible until you clear all your current thought patterns that keep your frequency low on a subconscious level. Only then can you vibrationally match what you desire. The experiments in my program transform energy by working with the vibrational elements around you and within you, all in alignment with the seven laws of the universe. These seven magical experiments are derived from the ancient Hermetic, Gnostic, and other esoteric knowledge that has been hidden to keep us from living our fullest potential and claiming our true power. And I tested every single experiment, not only on myself, but with hundreds of my students, to prove that they all work. And you will learn them each in the exact order you need to build belief in your manifestation abilities, so you can take back your power and live the beautiful, magical life that is your true birthright. This powerful knowledge has been suppressed for thousands of years and has never before been combined with powerful audio tracks that enable you to receive results far more quickly. Initiates in mystery schools only had access to some of this knowledge, and they had no audios to speed up the process. It would have taken them many years to achieve the same results you will be able to achieve in only 21 days. And when you begin using these powerful experiments in your life, you will be shocked at how quickly your life begins to transform into the life you have always dreamed of and know you deserve. So many people have been misled by the Law of Attraction book and movie, The Secret, because it was such a watered-down version of the truth, just like the elite powers that be water down everything they share with us. Like a selfish child who won't share his toys. But with the seven magic energy experiments, you'll have access not only to the knowledge they have, but it is also far more powerful because of the audios that work directly with your subconscious to greatly increase the effectiveness of this program. And my program combines knowledge from many different ancient mystery schools, not just one. And by doing each experiment level by level, you'll build belief in a way that actually works and allows you to become a master manifester in only 21 days. With every experiment, you'll harness the real laws of alchemy that the ancient masters worked with to manifest anything and everything you can imagine: complete financial freedom, deeply fulfilling relationships, and the ability to control how you spend your days, weeks, and years for the rest of your life. By transforming your energy with the seven alchemical experiments and shifting your subconscious with 12-minute ABP tracks, you'll begin manifesting small wins into your life that will grow bigger and bigger as you build up your confidence by learning real transformational alchemy and esoteric knowledge. Here's how the program works. Over the course of 21 days, you'll be guided through the seven laws of alchemy, one experiment at a time, combining belief-transforming audios with real-life alchemical experiments. But it is essential that you do the experiments in order and don't skip around. This isn't like a book where you can jump to the end to find the juicy parts. It doesn't work that way. I can only guarantee your results when you follow the experiments in the exact order I've created them. To obtain truly life-transforming results, you'll begin at level 1. With simple and easy experiments that will give you small wins to build your belief in your ability to manifest changes in your life. As your confidence builds, you'll start to notice magical changes happening in your life during level 1, like a new business partner that leads to a successful new venture, or an interview that results in landing your dream job, a love note from your crush that turns into wedding bells, or whatever it is that your heart desires. And by the time you work your way up to level 2, then your belief will be strong enough from these level 1 results for you to finally manifest your biggest desires, which is essential. Because level 2 manifestations can be so huge that if you haven't created a strong foundation with the fundamentals of level 1, then no matter how happy you are with the abundance that follows afterward, it will just as quickly rush out of your life. Why? Well, it's like what happens with lottery winners. When you don't allow time for things to gradually build up momentum, to align and fall into place, then when you do get everything you desire, you'll blow it all because your thoughts and actions won't properly align with the blessings. And trust me, these manifestation experiments are so powerful that I wouldn't want you to attract incredible blessings into your life only to watch them exit from your life just as quickly. Since we've covered all that, I'm sure by now you must be wondering what kind of experiments are in the program, so let me give you some more details. Experiment 1. The Law of the Light. This experiment will prove just how important it is to watch every thought that crosses your mind. See, thoughts really can create your reality. And in level 1, you'll learn how to manifest synchronicities in your life, based on positive or negative thoughts that you allow to enter your mind. At first glance, these synchronicities might just seem like coincidences, but you'll learn how to quickly and easily identify what is a clear sign from the universe and how you can stay connected to this guiding light of intuition. During this level, you might bump into someone you've been thinking about. Maybe you'll get the last free parking spot in a busy area, or a friend you haven't heard from in years might reach out to help you with something you were ready to give up on. And when you get to level 2, your synchronicities will become so glaringly obvious, it will be impossible to deny them. Like meeting someone new who you feel like you've known your entire life, crossing paths with soul family who help you complete missions you could never do alone, or falling in love with your twin flame at the perfect magical moment, creating memories that will last a lifetime. Experiment 2, the law of release. Here, you're plunged into the universe, realizing, maybe for the first time in your life, just how connected you are with the divine. In level 1, you'll manifest a sign or a clear message from the universe that will help you navigate through a specific problem you're facing. It might be a work query, a difficult relationship dilemma, or trying to figure out which new path to take in life. This experiment is all about plugging into the universe and realizing that once you let go, all of the right answers will come rushing straight to you. By level 2, you'll manifest a sign that will take you directly to your lifelong goal. Maybe it's owning a new home, driving a luxury car, or even being with the person that right now you might feel too afraid to admit feelings for. Trust me, when you make it to this level of experiment 2, you'll be amazed at the incredible blessings that begin pouring into your life, as long as you surrender and trust Source to deliver. Experiment 3, the law of growth. Now that you have sifted through parts of yourself you might not have thought were possible, you will enter into this next stage of growth. This experiment is all about clearing past karma that keeps you stuck and allowing breakthroughs in relationships to manifest. It doesn't just have to be romantic. This extends to bridging lost connections with family members, becoming a beacon of light and a pleasure to have in the workplace, or even getting to understand the duality within yourself more, clearing away any shame, guilt, or rejected parts of yourself that you've tried to discard. Now, this experiment can get heavy, and actually, this was the law of the universe that I most struggled with. But that's why I know that you can push through this, especially with the accompanying subconscious shifting audios. They make it so much easier to identify and release parts of your psyche that have kept you small, so that by level 2, you'll have forgiven whatever and whoever it was that you needed to in the past, to clear the way for your new future. For many people, this is the beginning of their first volunteer efforts at a nonprofit organization, choosing a new hobby they always wanted to start but didn't know how, or taking the first step to begin the business of their dreams. Whatever it is that you desire deep down, this experiment is where it all begins. Experiment 4, the law of integration. At this stage, you'll be empowered to shift a recurring situation in your life that often feels uncomfortable and learn how to transform that energy into a positive one. Level 1 will go easy on you, but in level 2, things will get dialed up a lot more. By this point, you'll be ready to release any negative feelings you have around people, places, memories, and instead shift the energy so that eventually nothing feels too scary or unattainable for you to pursue. Experiment 5, the law of strength. This experiment is where you put the new integrated you to the test. The idea here is to take you through the unknown, to a place where you might not know what the end result will be, but your unshakable faith in the universe will provide you with the strength to see it through. In this experiment, you'll learn the magic surrounding the ancient mantra, "What's meant for you won't pass you by." That's why in level 1, you'll find the strength in surrendering to the unknown. And instead of thinking that there's power in controlling every single aspect of your life, like knowing what career is right for you, what relationship will make you happy, or what hobbies bring you fulfillment, this experiment will make you realize that real power comes from allowing the universe to decide what is meant for you. Here, you'll discover what you were born to do and be, not what you think is right for you. Level 2 is where things get even more interesting, as you'll have a bird's eye view of your life leading up to that point, and have an out-of-body experience that will help you see the paths that opened up to you that you rejected in the past, so that you can learn how to be more open to what the future holds for you. Experiment 6, the Law of Spirit. To prepare for the final stage of your transformation, you'll first need to master both feminine and masculine energies. A lot of people go through life rejecting their feminine side if they're a male, and pushing away the masculine if they're a female. Not many people understand that there's divine power in embracing both masculine and feminine energy, regardless of your gender. Because the most important thing is being a complete human spirit, and to achieve this means embodying all aspects of yourself. Level 1 will work by aligning both energetic frequencies, balancing whatever is out of sync, so that by level 2, you'll move through life as a completely balanced spirit, embracing your feminine side, the flowing visionary who creates and speaks your manifestations into existence, and leaning into your masculine side, the driver of action, making your manifestations become a reality. Experiment 7, the Law of Self-Actualization. In this final level, you'll reach the meeting point between matter and spirit, the ultimate stage that will shift and manipulate energy into becoming whatever you desire. The stage of pure magic and actualized alchemy. Here, your spirit will become completely self-aware, raising your vibration to a frequency that puts you into total alignment with the universe and able to transform energies and shift realities, just like the ancient alchemists that came before you. Within level 2, the final experiment, you'll reach the heights of manifesting something huge in your life, something you always dreamed about but didn't think would ever become a reality. This is when you realize that everything the secret promised is true, even though it didn't give you the full tools needed to actually achieve that promise. It's only possible through understanding the 7 laws of the universe and shifting energies using the science of alchemy. These experiments may seem simple, but when you practice them, they're incredibly powerful because they activate the divine within you, a powerful creator who can manifest unlimited abundance. All you have to do is follow the magical experiments, sit back and press play on the 12-minute daily audios, and by the end of the 21 days, or however long you choose to take, you'll look back in disbelief at the life you used to live. Just like I do now, and so many other beautiful souls who I've been able to help along the way. Like Derek A., who said, "I just wanted to thank you so much for the rituals in this 7 energy experiment. I walked to my boss's office and straight asked him for a 60% raise, knowing that he can't replace me and my ideas, to which he only took 1 minute to reply with a yes, I suppose I can't afford to lose you. So thank you for the courage instilled in me in these 21 days. Or Samantha J., who wrote in to tell my community this. "Jackie is one of the greatest teachers. She explained the step-by-step process of how to change your paradigm. It really works. I'm attracting better because I realized everything starts with me. I took responsibility for my life. I'm going to change and heal myself so that my life will be better. The better I become, the better I attract." And this incredible transformation story from Rebecca, who said, "I feel like the luckiest person alive. My life changed that day when I stumbled upon these 7 energy experiments. It wasn't until now that I realized that I've been doing it the wrong way. There have been times when manifestation worked great for me, and there have been times when it wasn't working for me. It drove me crazy that I couldn't figure it out. I was annoyed that it didn't happen immediately, and I was in a relationship, but near the end, I had so many anxieties and fears, so of course he lost feelings since my energy was repulsing him. But now, it's like I'm a new person. I just feel this falling in love feeling so strongly. It feels so good that I don't feel desperate to find the perfect guy anymore. I manifested an amazing job that's absolutely perfect for me and has helped me meet some incredible people and just really grow as a person." Powerful transformative stories like these are why I created the 7 Magic Energy Experiments and why it's my mission to make it available to as many people as I can before this site gets taken down by our planet's evil overlords. Unfortunately, many sites and articles that talk about alchemy, magic, hermeticism, and Gnosticism now have 404 pages and no longer exist, because the powers that be don't ever want this information in anyone's hands but their own. They're absolutely terrified of what will happen when everyone has access to the same ancient esoteric wisdom they do. When we each own our power and step into our true destiny, they know they will no longer be able to control us, and that their days of controlling the planet will be numbered. We must stop them. We can't allow them to win. The very future of humanity is at stake, and it is essential that as many people as possible do this before it is too late. We can't let the evil future they want that's carved on the Georgia Guidestones to become real. That's why today I want to make your decision to reclaim your power, learn real magic, and transform your reality into a total no-brainer. Students of the 7 Magic Energy Experiments tell me that I could easily sell this knowledge for thousands of dollars. Because if money is what you most desire, then you'll be able to get more than you can dream of with what you'll learn inside. But in all honesty, I'm not in this for the money. My only mission is for the incredible manifestation secrets of ancient history to become public knowledge, so that together we can stop the evil plan of the powers that be. And to do that, I only need to cover my costs. That's why when you decide now to begin learning the 7 Magic Energy Experiments today, your investment won't cost $4,700, which a lot of my students say I could easily charge, or even $470. No, your investment today will only be a fraction of that. The same price it would cost you for dinner at a restaurant. Only $47. See, it's just enough investment to make sure that I repel the people who aren't real action takers, but attract those who, like me and you, are tired of living a life of scarcity and a nagging feeling that you're not living the life you deserve. So if you're ready to discover the actual secrets of the universe, that have been harnessed by some of the greatest mystery school teachers in history, secrets that open you up to major breakthroughs in your career, relationships, and finances, secrets that will increase your belief in the perfect step-by-step process, secrets that will transform every single aspect of your life in ways that you can't even begin to imagine right now, all in only 21 transformative days, then click the big Add to Cart button at the bottom of your screen now. You'll then get taken to the next page, where you can confirm your order and enter your details, using world-class encryption and security to process your transaction and get immediate access to your 7 Magic Energy Experiments. Oh, and if you're still making your decision, there's something else I want to share with you to make your investment today even easier. A major setback for me in the past was being able to manifest money. And I know that is a huge challenge for a lot of people, mainly because it's difficult to shift your energy out of a state of lack when everything in your life is reminding you of how little you have. The monthly mortgage bills, the rising credit card debts, having to add up groceries as you shop, and the constant dipping into savings or rainy day funds, leaving you with a super heavy feeling of dread about what will be left for your future. That's why I decided that even though the 7 Magic Energy Experiments are powerful enough to grant you anything in this life you desire, I wanted to dedicate an entire chapter to specifically manifesting a windfall of cash using the 7 Magic Money Experiments. Inside this bonus, you'll get a mix of Level 1 and Level 2 manifestation experiments to help you build up the confidence to attract an abundance of wealth. There will be 7 experiments in total that, when you repeat them, will make you notice a definite shift in your financial favor. This is how I turned my own financial well-being around. And after completing these experiments, one day you'll wake up and realize that you are exactly where you want to be: mind, body, spirit, and wallet. For this chapter alone, I could have easily charged in the realm of $500. Because the step-by-step specifics of manifesting money make attracting wealth fail-proof, regardless of how little you may have right now. But I don't want you to have to pay another dollar for this chapter. When you order the 7 Magic Energy Experiments today, I'll add the 7 Magic Money Experiments to your order as well, which basically pays for your investment today multiple times over. It's truly a no-brainer. So click the big Add to Cart button now. And if for any reason you're not 100% satisfied with your investment, then I flat out refuse to take your money. Seriously, you can get every single penny of your investment back if you don't see radical changes after 60 days. See, I'm willing to take all of the risk because I truly believe in the science of alchemy and what some of the greatest minds fought hard for us to learn too, but were banished and silenced from the rest of society. And I know that after we all get empowered and out from under the control of the planet's current evil overlords, we will all need a lot of money to create the kind of life that works for everyone on the planet, not just them. Together, we can do this, my friend. We can take back our power. We can live beautiful lives full of love, harmony, and abundance. All you need to do today is say yes. And if in 60 days' time you haven't noticed synchronicities, signs from the universe, or major breakthroughs in your finances, relationships, or sense of self, then you can get a full refund. So click the big Add to Cart button below and make today the day you'll look back on as the beginning of a truly magical new life. Or, of course, there is another option. You can click out of this site now and try to forget everything you heard about today. But will you really be able to sleep peacefully at night, wondering how your life might change if only you tried? Or lie awake in fear that the words on the Georgia Guidestones could become real? What if you could completely reclaim your power and finally manifest the wealth, love, and eternal happiness you've always dreamed of by harnessing the real secrets of the universe that right now only the evil elite are keeping for themselves? The choice is yours. I know how hard it can be to feel 100% certain about something. At least, I used to think that way. But not since I've experienced the 7 magic energy experiments. Now, all of my decisions in life feel, well, easy. Because I know that I have the power of the divine on my side. Just like the many before you and I who sailed through life knowing these hidden secrets and living a life of bliss and fulfillment. Whatever your decision, I hope you find the level of peace that I have now, and that if you click off this site now, you'll find a way to discover them at some other point in your life. Though, I wouldn't bet on it. Instead, to make sure your life is easier and you can reclaim your power and birthright to all the blessings you desire and deserve, just click the Add to Cart button below. Before this page gets taken down, forever, and along with it, all 7 of the universe's manifestation secrets. God bless, and I hope to see you before it's too late, on the other side. Hey, are you still here? You probably have some questions, so let me go right ahead and answer the most common ones people tend to ask me. Question: I've tried other manifestation programs and books, but they didn't work for me. How can I be sure this one will? Answer: The Secret promised us all an untold way to manifest. But then, they didn't reveal any actual secrets. Instead, we were fed a watered-down version of the truth. The thing is, there is a secret that's been banned, forbidden, and outlawed from the masses. In fact, there are 7 secrets that describe step-by-step instructions to manifest breakthroughs in your relationships, career, and finances, all passed down from the alchemical masters that came before us, like Sir Isaac Newton. These secrets have been suppressed for over 1,000 years. But hoarded by the most powerful and influential powers that be on our planet. That is, until now. This program reveals all 7 alchemical laws of the universe and their corresponding experiments, with highly transformative neuroscientific audios that work directly with your subconscious to reinforce them, increase their power, and speed up their effectiveness. To help you finally manifest your heart's greatest desires, and to make sure your subconscious mind allows these energetic shifts to manifest within you and around you, meaning your ability to become a co-creator with the universe, is actually made possible. Question: I'm not sure I have what it takes to create real magic. If it doesn't work for me, can I get a refund? Answer: I understand if you're skeptical, because I was too. That's why I made sure that your investment in yourself today is 100% risk-free. How? Well, because I want you to have enough time to witness the magic that will enter your life by giving you 60 days to decide if it's right for you. And if at any point during that 2-month period you decide it's not for you, simply email me at support@7magicexperiments.com so I can refund you every single cent you invested. No questions asked. See, I want to make sure you have the time you need to use this life-changing program and make sure it is right for you. And since it will take you 21 days to complete, 60 days is more than enough time for you to see if anything magical has happened. Making sure you're satisfied and at peace is of utmost importance to me. Question: When can I expect to make big manifestations? Answer: Every person's situation is different, but as long as you follow every experiment exactly how I outline and remove subconscious blocks using the accompanying audios, then you will see manifestations occur in your life within 21 days. During the level 1 experiments, your manifestations will start off small. And as you build more confidence in your magical manifestation abilities, by level 2, you'll notice big changes take shape in your life. I can't wait to see what new life you go on to create for yourself. And my only wish now is that you learn the real secrets of the universe before it's too late. Together, we can reclaim our power. So click the big Add to Cart button below, and I look forward to meeting you again in just a few minutes' time. Bless you, my friend.